Hello, 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 my ladies and gents. Welcome back to Gateway to the Gameway. Today we're going to be talking about SpongeBob SquarePants, Battle for Bikini Bottom, Rehydrated. This game was released in 2020, the Year of Despair. It was developed by Purple Lamp Studios and published by THQ Nordic. Sort of keeping up with tradition, mainly the original Battle for Bikini Bottom being published by THQ. This game is a remake of the game with the same name, minus Rehydrated, Battle for Bikini Bottom. The original game was developed by Heavy Iron Studios and published by THQ, which is kind of funny. This game remakes the original game. I myself have played it, so I have a lot of experience with it. Except I can hardly get past any of it, most of it. Mainly being almost an exact remake of the original game. Battle for Bikini Bottom Rehydrated brought back a bunch of old stuff that the original game either cut or didn't have. It added a multiplayer mode, which turns out was cut from the original game, and a Squidward boss fight, which is in the multiplayer mode. Out of all that, that's really all I found that was really added into the game, but we're not talking about that part of the game. We're just going to talk about the game as a whole. Mainly, the game, number one, we're going to be talking about gameplay. Gameplay is sort of like the original game. Minus, you know, the button placement is the original game. I played this on the GameCube when I was younger, and it would jump with A and attack with B, but now it's jump with A, attack with Y. It can be, especially if you're me, who plays on a Switch, you may have found a picture of my copy on Twitter. If you follow me on Twitter, check me out on ZorgGaming. With an M instead of an N. I think I'm not even, you know, adding to this. What the heck? You know, who cares? But I left my fan of hot. Alrighty, so mainly this game is, the gameplay's awesome. It controls way better than the original game ever did. Not really that the game controls were bad in the original game. They were still really good. But, I mean, not my style. 2020, the Year of Despair. You can call this some, we can look back on this game, on this year called 2020, the Year of Despair. I just can't wait until 2021 when King Neptune rises from the oceans and tries to play baseball with his trident. But enough of that. The story is the same as Battle for Bikini Bottom, the original one. If any of you have played it, then you know what I mean. But for anyone who has never played Battle for Bikini Bottom or heard of it, here's the story. SpongeBob and Patrick are playing a game of robots and racehorses when Patrick puts a robot toy in his magical wishing shell, and he says the magic words of okay, and the next day robots come out. But that's not the reason why the robots came out, aren't because of Patrick, because it turns out that Plankton was finding another way to take the Krabby Patty secret formula. And he ended up making robots. But for some apparent reason, he had a switch that was to say, obey and don't obey for some apparent reason. That's kind of the reason why Plankton only fails. But ever since that, SpongeBob, maybe Patrick, thinks that, hey, it's all our fault. We were the ones who wished up the magic, hit up the magical wishing shell. Out of that, it's a pretty, you know, not standard, like a really unique collectathon. This game takes what Banjo-Kazooie, I think, did right, gave you a bunch of abilities that could be used to help, progressing through the game. But they aren't just gonna be like, you know, you can fly somehow, like they did in Revenge of the Flying Dutchman. And we may talk about that sooner or later. But not right now. Because you know what we don't do at our Gateway to the Gameway? When we're talking about one game, we're not talking about another. You may and ignore any other episodes where I've done that before. Please. Follow me on Twitter. I'm just joking. Each of the abilities the characters use are pretty reminiscent of what kind of personality they are and what type of use. Patrick is strong. He's strong, barely can't move that fast. I've noticed in the game for some reason there's like weight to the characters for some reason. I felt, but enough of that. They explain Patrick's strong. He can pick up things that he can pick up objects like the breakable tikis. Tikis, which are used to get shiny objects. Shiny objects, the collectibles. Why can't I shut my mouth? I don't know why. You know why we do a Dragonfly games. Gateway to the Gameway. We don't shut our mouths here. But mainly, all the abilities are reminiscent of the characters' actions. Like that are done in the show and some old games. Like SpongeBob, he uses a bubble wand to attack. And he gets stuff like the Bubble Bash, which is like a helmet, a Viking helmet. He uses to attack upwards. Bubble Bowling, it's really just bubble-based moves. And Patrick, he doesn't get any new abilities. It's mainly just SpongeBob. I may think he may get new abilities, but I'm not far into the game, so don't blame me. But, I mean, really, that's part of it. But then this episode is getting long. I've hit the 6-minute part. I'm gonna, cut this episode down from stop here. Because I'm thinking we could, we can do a start part 2. So I'll be seeing you guys next time. Bye-bye.